Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
When you hear Ozzy, time to get smart. Our friend Neil Greenberg joins the program now. Of course, you can read Neil's work in the Washington Post. Sports writer, analytics, stats geek, not nerd. Greenberg, how do you do, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I got a stat for you. Turning the tables.
All right, I'm ready.
How the turntables have turned.
Yeah.
Do you know how many players in the NHL have more goals than Tom Wilson?
I will say 5.
Damn. Well, he got it. and shout out,
Neil, tell him, don't mess with you at your own damn game.
Come at the king, you best not miss.
That's right. And
shout out to your Post colleague Barry Sverluga, who just tweeted that out, which is where I acquired that information. But let's start hockey before we get to football. Caps won 5 in a row. Willie's playing outrageous. Ovi's dishing it. 2 assists last night. How impressed have you been by this stretch from the Rock to Red?
I mean, very. It wasn't too long ago. What, like 2 weeks ago we were talking about, are they going to be able to get out of the basement of the Metro? And here they are, second in the Metro, and they're doing really well. You know, I think it's interesting with Tom Wilson. One, I'm not sure there's a more hated player in the league from opposing fan bases.
F them, dude.
And two, well, big credit to him for changing his game, right? I mean, he was a fourth line fighter type guy who always had the top line skill. You know, got a lot of disciplinary issues. But here he is now, 16 goals, 27 games. You know, still has a decent number of PIMs, but, you know, clearly a power forward in the offensive sense. And I saw Grant, you know, speaking to colleagues, you know, Grant Paulson tweeted out that he's close to a 50-goal pace this year. Could you imagine if Tom Wilson becomes a member of the 50-goal club? That would just put so many people on tilt. Especially north of us, it would be pretty exciting.
But when you look at him, though, he basically has done what a lot of what players are supposed to do. As his career went on, he adjusted. You know,
that's right.
And you say he was always a skilled guy, and he used that skill to get to where he's at. He had it, but now he knows how to utilize it. But let's be real, make no mistakes about it. Don't go do nothing stupid. He can still whoop your ass.
No, he will hurt you. I mean, he's not someone to be played with. And like, that's my favorite type of player. I love, you know, players who are really good, like skillfully, but also like tough as nails, right? Like my favorite football player aside from Brian Mitchell is Earl Campbell. I mean, I love watching video of Earl Campbell dragging 5, 6, 7 people with him, you know, an extra 10 yards. Like those are the type of players that I gravitate towards.
I'd argue my colleague, Mr. Mitchell, was one of those types of players where you yep. can you can go a lot of ways.
He said other than Brian Mitchell.
There you go. So we're feeling good about the Caps. Like, there's no hole to be poked in a five-game win streak, right? Like, it's not like they've just been playing bad teams or any of that. Like, we're feeling good. This is where
we're feeling good. I mean, their best players. Yeah, their best players are playing their best hockey, and it's a long season. They're getting really good goaltending, and you know, again, I mean, now you're starting to see Tom Wilson and Alex Ovechkin at the top of the scoring leaderboard for the team. You know, you got Jacob up there too. You know, this is a team that is going to have a lot of double-digit scorers. Yeah, I mean, this is what we would expect from this team if they're healthy and, you know, playing at the high level.
Is that the only thing that can mess them up?
Nope. I mean, yeah.
We saw that with the football team.
You know, they have depth, right? I mean, I just mentioned they're going to have a couple double-digit scores, but they're top-heavy. I mean, I don't think there's any question that they're top-heavy with Ovechkin and Wilson. So, yeah, they absolutely need those guys to play well. They need goaltending, as every team does. You know, we're going to talk about a three-game losing streak at some point. We're going to talk about ups and downs with this team. But, you know, as long as Ovechkin is not playing like your normal 40-year-old, I think this team will be fine.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Shout out to our friends at Rude, Jim and Jimbo. Got to talk to them this morning. We got Greenberg on the line. You can give Greenberg a follow at N Greenberg. Let's switch it over to football, Neil. And let's switch it to what you saw from Washington in that loss in overtime, 1-point overtime loss against Denver, because I think you saw a team play with a lot of guts, and they came up short, but they traded a whole bunch of haymakers in that game.
Yeah, I mean, this was a game that, you know, was close. The underlying metrics agree that it should have been close. Look, Washington is getting it together, right? They're getting healthier. They're figuring some stuff out. Dan Quinn is obviously a capable defensive coordinator in addition to being a head coach. And let's face it, that Denver defense is really good. So to be able to not only score on them, but to kind of make the adjustment, right? Because they got off to a little bit of a slow start to make some stuff happen, especially in the fourth quarter. You know, that's the resiliency that you want to see, especially as a fan. I love what Dan Campbell said on Hard Knocks, right? We lost, but we're not lost. I think that that's a perfect encapsulation of the team. You know, there's some things that they need to clean up, right? Like the Mariota interception was certainly costly. You know, it kind of negated Nix's interception later on in the game, in terms of, you know, kind of letting Washington get ahead and of the game. But I like what I see. I've always said that this team, as long as they're healthy, can do some things, and Mariota was more than a capable backup. I don't know why they're not favored against Minnesota, but I'm happy to take the plus money on the money line.
Looking at Terry, and he comes back. The times he's come back this year, he's shown why people consider him a number one receiver. People have started to doubt him. In that game and in the Kansas City game, does Terry show that people need to just shut the hell up?
Yeah, one of the silliest storylines of this season, I think, was Terry McLaurin didn't want to play because he was afraid of getting hurt. I mean, look.
So stupid.
I don't play football. I've never played football. But you want to doubt a guy that's like a five-time, 1,000-yard scorer in the league, always healthy, always playing for some teams that weren't very good. You know, the only gripe against him was that he wanted to get paid, and he was trying to eke out as much money as he could because he read the writing on the wall in terms of his age and the landscape and all the economics of the situation. But, mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, this guy has done nothing but produce and be quiet about it and be gracious about it, and he's not a prima donna by any stretch. And then to be, and then just the way everyone turned on him. I mean, he needed to get healthy, mm-hmm. and you know he's working with a new quarterback, and some other things change. And but yeah, I mean, this is the guy that they wanted on the roster. This is the guy that they, you know, they paid the money to and wanted to keep. And you know, he's showing what a difference maker it is. And we've talked about this before, right? I mean, if he's in the lineup, you know, making plays, and you have to worry about Deebo Samuel doing all his gadget stuff, and, you know, then you have Jaden Daniels come back, another dual threat, which, you know, Mariota's kind of like that, too. I mean, you know, it's not like Mariota can't take off and run with the football. We saw that, too.
We saw that.
You know, this could be a dangerous team. And, you know, again, this is a lost season, a lot of injuries. This, you know, we have no idea. Like, there was regression this year, but the regression was health-based. I firmly believe that. Like, I don't think that it was performance-based. So, you know, I'm almost willing to throw this whole year out and just start focusing on the future. But, yeah, I mean, you want to discount, you know, Terry McLaurin, you do that at your peril because he's going to hurt you.
Well said there.
There you go.
Going to Minnesota this week, what do you make of J.J. McCarthy? Just too
he
small
stinks.
A sample? You think he stinks?
He stinks.
Wow.
I mean,
please
he hasn't had
elaborate.
A good year. He's not a very good quarterback. All the underlying metrics point to him being like a 4-13 record quarterback over the course of the season. Minnesota's offense in general has struggled all year. They are a very underwhelming offense. The defense has played okay in spots, but they are a very underwhelming offense. I absolutely think Washington's the better team coming into this game, even with Mariota under center. I don't understand why the line flipped from Washington -1.5 to Washington +1.5.
Does that give you any pause to see a line flip like that?
No, because it's pretty negligible. I mean, I don't worry. I think a lot of that is Jaden Daniels news. Like maybe he'd play, maybe he wouldn't. But I am very comfortable taking the Washington money line at plus money here. If they lose, they lose, and that's fine. But you will not find me backing Minnesota as a favorite anytime soon.
Looking at McCarthy, okay, the guy was a winner in at all air levels, I would say. But does it show a little bit that running game shielded him from a lot? What he had in Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, look, the jump is hard. I mean, the jump from college to the pros is hard. And, you know, he's struggling to figure it out. You know, he's got some injuries, and he's struggling to figure it out, which is fine. I mean, you know, I'm being flippant when I say he stinks. I mean, he's not having a very good year. It's underwhelming. But, like, look, these quarterbacks, we've learned with Daniel Jones that they need the right situation. Right, like they need the right situation, and then they can really blossom. Daniel Jones had a lot of talent. He was in a miserable situation in New York. Not to say like J.J. McCarthy needs to go someplace else, but sometimes you can have a talented quarterback in the wrong spot, and it's not going to work. So it's up to the coaches, the GM, et cetera, to kind of fix that. The Giants weren't able to do it. Daniel Jones left. And then he started playing at an MVP caliber level for the Indianapolis Colts. You know, we've seen there's numerous examples of that. And that's why the talented quarterbacks, like the high draft picks, get so many bites at the apple, right? Even if they don't play well, teams are still willing to take a chance on them because, one, there's probably some hubris there that they think that they can fix them. But, two, you know, you can't – either you have the talent or you don't, right? Like you can't just make someone have talent. So, you know, I think this year I don't think J.J. McCarthy is scary. You know, that could certainly change in the future. But right now, in his situation, I just don't think that this team should be favored over anybody right now.
I like. What is that money line?
It was like at plus 105 when I last saw it. Okay. You're going to be able to get plenty of boosts, too, over the weekend to juice that up a little bit more, I think. I'm fine with plus money.
Yeah, plus money. Listen, never go broke taking a profit, right?
Never.
That's right.
We're going to talk a little college football with our guy John Talty here in about an hour. I'm curious, last night the rankings came out, Greenberg. What, if anything, you think is wrong?
I don't necessarily think anything's wrong. I had written before about the Notre Dame Florida situation. Nothing dissuades me from that.
What is your stance on Notre Dame Miami?
That Notre Dame was way more deserving than Miami, even though Miami beat Notre Dame. Like, it wasn't even close.
Why?
Well, they just have a better.
Did they beat Syracuse?
Well, no, they just have a better strength of schedule. They've been dominant for better stretchers. They have better losses. I just think their overall resume was better than.
Notre Dame game was early, wasn't it?
To Miami.
The Miami game was early.
Yeah, but those early losses though don't matter. Like because you can recover from an early loss. You cannot recover from a late loss because this is all what have you done for me lately, right? I mean, like the college football is the same thing, right? It's just
what is the win you point to for the Irish? Pitt, USC.
Just
Miami just
play.
Went to Pitt and beat their ass.
You know, I'm not looking at solely wins and losses. I'm just saying like. Overall play has been better, and they beat USC, right? They did beat Pitt, but Miami lost to a couple of unranked teams,
SMU.
Right?
SMU,
SMU. So you know, I mean that.
I just think head to head's got to matter. Otherwise, why do
but,
they play?
But if you play a
practice team, all
what
year.
If you play them the first game of the season, and they beat you? And then you go on and you road grade everybody else, and then they lose some questionable games later in the season. Does that not bother?
I hear you.
Yeah,
let's
look at it this way. The Raiders beat the Patriots in week one. Who's the better team?
That head-to-head doesn't really matter.
Again, this is why I don't get bogged down into wins and losses, because anybody can beat anybody on a given day. But what have you looked like for the course of the season, right? Like, it should never be one game cancels out an entire sample size of a season, no matter what the result. I don't care if Miami won 100-0. Like, you still have to look at the complete body of work, and I believe that Notre Dame acquits itself much better than Miami does across a variety of metrics.
I just think head-to-head should matter. I also recognize this is all television, and maybe they're not going to let Texas in, but they're going to let Notre Dame in. You know what I mean?
You like, also thought I wouldn't get a stat question right at the start of the show, so let's be
no, that was
realistic.
That was a trivia question. I also wonder, like, it's all about television. And
yes,
Notre
absolutely.
Dame brings Notre Dame. I can get that. I just think
if that's the case, Texas should be in it.
They might end up in it, dude.
They
Who
may.
Knows?
Then again, Arch may make sure they don't.
Like, Texas is done. I think it would if Bama lost and got like I don't know. There's some weird ways it could all shake out. But how dumb, Neil? And you could speak to this better than maybe anybody. The ACC tiebreaker formula that allows for their conference championship to be UVA versus Duke is so. Stupid. Duke has 5 losses. Like, the American Conference, I believe the American Conference tiebreaker formula is give us our 2 highest-ranked teams if there's a tiebreaker because we want our best shot of getting into the playoff.
Well, you know, man, Duke don't be there.
The ACC, what do you make when you see that tiebreaker and how it shakes out?
It absolutely needs to be changed. The goal should always be to get the best teams in the format, right? So, and we even saw that with the college football playoffs that they saw last year how they seeded it, and they said, all right, this can't be, we need to change it. They absolutely need to revisit it. There absolutely needs to be a situation where – a five-loss team doesn't get ahead of a two-loss team. I don't know. You know, it just you need to fix it. That's just end of sentence.
Yeah, that's the bottom line right there.
Right. Because then you can't take the conference. Like, there's a trickle-down effect, right? Because that keeps another team out, which may keep another team out. And then, you know, you have one team that's advantaged for having to play a five-loss team. Like, there definitely is a ripple effect in those type of decisions.
Well, they may end up with no team in the playoffs.
I think, do they have to put somebody in from the ACC?
I don't know if they have to put them in. But right now, isn't Virginia in the first round matchup?
Yeah, but what if they lose to Duke on Saturday?
If they lose to Duke, they may be out.
That would be, well, I guess I'm writing something else then. Because because that would be a calamity.
What else is remarkable is
so, I'm kind of hoping Duke beat them.
I kind of do too.
We
also tried to get the UVA coach on this season. I emailed before the season started about any time. I was told, sorry, we don't have any time. You got 4 months, dog. 4 months.
Good. Okay.
How about this though? It's all about television and ratings. B. Saturday night, Duke UVA, 8:00. Mm-hmm. Saturday night, Ohio State Indiana, 8:00.
Ohio State Indiana.
There'll be tens of
it's
people watching
blow
Duke
away.
UVA.
It'll be the three of us and like five other people.
Right. There'll be so much sports on Saturday night. I don't even know if Duke UVA gets a third television in my house.
They'll be on the Ocho.
Greenberg, we got to bounce, bro. Thank you
for the
time, as always.
All right,
love you guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Thank you, man.
Our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. We're going to run through some playoff odds when we return. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. We're live out in Ashburn, Virginia at the BigBear.ai Performance Center.
Yes.
If you're watching on Monumental Sports Network, you see we got a nice new wall here.
Nice wall. I think I painted this.
Yeah. Well done, B.
Yeah, man.
Stencils.
Yeah. You need me to do the other side? I can do the door, too. I can do it later.
If you're watching us on Monumental, shout out to Huey. He's gone through a lot of effort to make this thing look as good as possible out here. And I think
he does a good job, man. Yeah, great job.
Huey does a great job. And I talked to some of the Monumental folks, and they love how we look in studio. And I think they should like how we look out here now. I think it looks way better.
Yeah.
And if you're watching on the stream, you see it as well. And if you're just driving
around. We are on the road show, bro.
Yeah. We stay on the move, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I have an idea. I do.
Hold on now. Is it going to be a good one?
Yeah.
Some of your ideas are a little tricky, JB.
I think we should do B. Mitch and Finley a week at the beach. And Monty will set it up. CK was talking about it. Like, the Junks have done events down there before.
First of all.
I don't want a day. I want a week.
Yes. Listen, man. It's summertime.
There's nothing happening.
Or springtime. Where we could play golf when we're off the air.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to the beach if it's cold.
We'll be on the right side of daylight savings.
And, so, yes, already done.
Yeah, done. We're in.
Bruh.
I'll bring this damn kit if we have to.
Monty, we got this, baby.
Yeah.
We need to go Orange Crushes and Bloody Marys.
You can have the Bloodies.
I'll take the Crushes. I'll take one in the morning. Probably the best thing for you. Since you're a vodka drinker, try a Bloody Mary in the morning. I promise you bounce back quicker.
I always like the idea of a Bloody Mary, and then I have like three sips, and I'm out.
Jay.
For those reasons,
let me help you out, bro. You go and you get one. You add a little bit extra cayenne pepper to it, okay? And you make sure you get some citrus in it because like that can help you out a little bit. See, you just get the little
– prevent scurvy.
And when you really hit the tomato juice, I think it messes with you a little bit. But like, you know, he has that wall you make your own.
Sure.
I'm telling you, the next morning after a good night with your boys, that bloody will wake you up, bro.
Maybe somebody could bring us one right now. Where's Greg?
I sure in the hell wish they could.
So
we need to figure that out and get that on the schedule and We could talk. We have some sponsorships on that one.
I just got a text that we're shouting out Huey. Joey wants to know why we're not shouting him out.
Because, Joey, you don't do nothing but sit in the studio. We don't know if you're doing anything.
He described himself as a monkey punching buttons.
Well, if you're just punching buttons, that's why we're not shouting you out.
I'll shout you out, Joey.
Huey has all kind of, like, when I first saw this box open, I thought it was like a bomb.
Yo.
They're like some of them back in the day when people do the bomb and you have the people
trying like to Mission Impossible.
When they're trying to like, you know,
take it apart.
We're gonna defuse this bomb. That's what that looked like.
So when I first walked in, this is a little behind the scenes here. When we started doing the TV show for Monumental for the radio show.
November 4th.
The week before, remember, Huey came out here to like test everything, right? And I wish there was video when I first walked in and saw these things, because at that point
you thought we would be carrying that around.
They wanted us to carry that around, and you should have seen my face and reaction.
I wouldn't have mind. I mean, if
you imagine trying to get that on an airplane, B,
you could get it on an airplane easily.
They would have to. The amount of getting that through TSA, the amount of electronics involved in that
checking
thing,
in.
Well. That's why we got the computers. So we're good on the road because I made clear I wasn't carrying that thing around. But it looks good now.
That would be a check-in for me.
I got something for you, B. I don't think it's a surprise that the Cowboys-Chiefs game on Thanksgiving was going to draw a massive number.
Hell no.
The number's out.
It didn't?
Oh, it did.
Oh, did it break what?
Every record ever.
Wow.
Do you want to know how many people watch Cowboys-Chiefs on Thanksgiving?
Okay, what was the old record?
Fair question.
So you should know. I'm asking questions now.
Because you just want to get the answer right.
No, I'm just saying, like, you always come out with your little stuff after you've seen numbers and you want to ask us a question.
The previous
so
record
looks stupid.
Okay, so The Packers-Lions game, which was the 1 o'clock game on Thanksgiving, had 47 million viewers.
They had 60.
57.
Round it up. That's 60.
57 million people.
How many did all the basketball have on any day?
You can add it up, dog.
Yeah.
You LeBron. Can add it up.
See, LeBron, that's why I'm going to keep going at him about that. Did they have 60 million people watching basketball last year?
I don't know that.
I'm saying on that Christmas Day. When
hell
he said
no.
Christmas Day is our day. No, son, it's not.
It was when I was a kid. It's not no more.
So that's 107 million of those two. And what did the third game get on Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
What did the Black Friday game get?
Because that's Amazon, those numbers are all different. Like, it's not like a television rating system.
I bet you it still beat basketball.
Yeah, it beat all of it. Yeah. Always.
Yeah. Pissed me off.
So, let's take a look at NFL playoff odds. You still confident in the Chiefs?
Yeah. Until the Chiefs are out, I'm going to have confidence in them.
It's getting harder.
Hey, it don't make a difference. Hard ain't never stopped nothing, man.
So, as of today, the 6-6 Kansas City Chiefs are
will be out.
10 seed.
Yeah.
The Bills are two games up on them as the 7 seed at 8-4. Now, the odds of these teams making the playoffs are pretty interesting.
Okay.
The Patriots have all but assured themselves a playoff spot. They are over 99% to make the playoffs. They are 36% to get the number one seed.
Okay.
Interestingly, the Broncos have a higher chance of the one seed. The Broncos have a 99% chance of making the playoffs, 48% chance of the one seed.
Yeah, but what, 99% there?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Jags are at 79% to make the playoffs. The Ravens at 6-6 have a 69% chance to make the playoffs. They like Baltimore's chances to win that division, I guess. Chargers.
Well, that's a bet that Governor Moore and Ryan Clark has.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On the Ravens winning the division?
Ravens or Steelers, and the others has to do 25 push-ups, maybe more, in a hoodie of the other team.
I like that. I wonder, can I get the Bengals? I can let the governor know. You let Ryan know. I get the Bengals, but I get odds.
No, you don't get no odds. Right. This is not an odds thing. It's just like who's going to win it or not.
Chargers as the first wild card, 61% chance of making the playoffs. Colts as the second wild card. Remember when the Colts were red hot? They're taking on water now, dog. Mm-hmm. Colts are 72% chance to make the playoffs. The Bills at 8-4, 90% chance to make the playoffs.
All right.
In the NFC.
You never got to the Chiefs.
Because this article is weird.
But that's the question you asked.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
What do you think? Kansas City at 6-6, what do you think their playoff
odds? Their chances are probably 42%.
35.
Mm.
Even lower. Who does KC play this week? Kansas City this week is hosting the Texans, Sunday night football. That's a big game.
Oh, that's a hell of a game right there.
That Texans defense.
I saw this question yesterday. If the Chiefs don't make the playoff, does it change the conversation about Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, but you saw that on, like, Stephen A. and Cam.
I'm just asking you the question. And I say, hell no.
Hell no.
This is his seventh year in the league?
Yes.
He's won the AFC Championship. He's been in the AFC Championship game every year, and he's been in 5 Super Bowls. One down year ain't going to hurt nothing.
If there's somebody out there, whether it is a contrived television show argument or –
Chris Canty was talking about it. He was the guy that played for the Ravens when the Chiefs beat their ass, so maybe that's why he was going to go with it.
If there is somebody out there that your impression of Patrick Mahomes changes if they miss the playoffs this year, you're a bona fide idiot. That's simple for me. This Sunday night game, though, Chiefs-Texans. So right now the Texans are 7-5 and outside. They're the 8 seed. The Chiefs are 6-6. They're outside as the 10 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The winner of this game, if the Texans win this game, they have an 85% chance. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I don't want to. We're going to have Dan Quinn, John Talty. We got things are about to get really busy, and I wonder if we run out of time. So I did want to make sure we mention this. this is a wild story. Where is Ashland, Virginia? Is that down towards
Ashland
Richmond?
Is going down towards Richmond. Over there to the right, where I think it's right around where you see all those Winnebagoes and all that stuff.
Okay. Last weekend in Ashland, a raccoon broke into a liquor store and robbed all the booze.
Yeah. And fell asleep on the bathroom floor. So, kind of sounds like it's a human being, right?
It kind of does, dude.
So just like a human.
The incident, I'm reading this from Fox 5's website. The incident, described as a Black Friday break-in, was reported to Hanover Animal Protection on Saturday morning. Upon arriving at the Ashland ABC store, police found that the raccoon had successfully broken into the business and ransacked several shelves.
When is it going to be arraigned?
The masked bandit was discovered passed out in the bathroom. Police safely secured the animal and transported it back to the shelter to sober up.
That's funny. Hold on. What the raccoon breaks in, opens up some bottles, I guess, drinks them, and that's a little bit too human to me. For me, you know what I mean?
I mean, he was probably like jumping up on the shelf. Some stuff got knocked over. It broke. The bottles broke. Looks like my man was drinking Tanqueray.
Damn, he was going for the hard stuff.
There's some brown on the ground. It looks like some weird like yellow, like banana liqueur or something. You mix Tanqueray, a little bit of brown, and some bananas, you're going to feel bad.
Yeah, that's a tough combo. Oh, yeah.
But shout out to that raccoon, man.
Now, when Lanford put that story, I couldn't stop laughing. like, what the hell?
Jeff, do you think the raccoon was drunker than you were in Spain when you started barfing outside the club?
Nah.
You think you had the raccoon?
I think I had the raccoon that night.
Yeah. You didn't fall asleep on the bathroom floor. The raccoon fell asleep on the bathroom floor.
That's true.
Raccoon was done.
Shout out to the raccoon.
Hold on.
Hey, man. More power to you, raccoon.
Can animals drink alcohol? I get wine because it's fermented fruit and things, but alcohol, that don't make them sick or anything?
I think it made the raccoon pass out. The raccoon went to sleep.
Like, I don't think.
Well, Jeff, I'm going to just say this.
I don't think animals can drink alcohol.
I'm not going to go farther into the conversation. Yes, they can.
I don't think they should.
I've seen it.
You've seen an animal drink alcohol?
Yeah.
Louisiana?
I can't say anything else, JP.
I mean, I don't think animals know. They just see a liquid and drink
it. If they see it, they're drinking it. And a lot of times, it may not taste good to them, but you know what they're going to do? What animals do? Keep drinking it. And then when they start walking and going back and forth, you know, you see a little something.
I am now constantly bombarded, look at this, B, with moose knuckle coat advertisements.
Hey, go buy one.
I don't know. I don't know if that's for me. I get these ads constantly.
Well, you must have been looking it up.
All right, we're going to have John Talty from CBS Sports joining us next. We got the new college football playoff rankings released last night. We'll talk to Talty about this. Ole Miss kind of fell down a little bit. It goes Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, Texas Tech, Oregon, Ole Miss, A&M after the loss to Texas, Oklahoma, Bama, Notre Dame. This oddly cuts off. I don't know who designed this graphic. Notre Dame at 10, then BYU, Miami, Texas, Vandy, Utah, USC, UVA, Arizona, Michigan, Tulane, Houston, Georgia Tech, Iowa, North Texas, and JMU. I believe North Texas is playing in the American Championship this weekend. We got to ask Talty this.
That's a green team, right?
Yeah, that's the mean green. So North Texas plays Tulane. So I imagine the winner of that will
get the green wave playing the mean green?
That's wild. That's a
lot of the green.
Yeah. JMU, however, is the highest ranked in, like, the AP poll, not in the college football rankings. JMU plays Troy Friday night.
That's Sun Belt?
That's Sun Belt. Fun Belt. Who are you picking, B? JMU, assuming they beat Troy, they are 24-point favorites, or the winner of North Texas Tulane?
JMU, I got to go with Sun Belt.
Because I think one of those teams is getting in.
I got to go with Sun Belt.
And then I don't know what is going to happen with this ACC situation. Do you think there's any chance? I think Oklahoma is in. So then you kind of get this Bama, Notre Dame, Texas jambalaya. I would imagine the committee wants all three of them, frankly. If somebody's going to be out from Bama, Notre Dame, Texas, who is it?
Texas.
Can't lose to Florida, man. They lost to Florida. And they barely got by Kentucky. They barely got by Mississippi State.
I mean, it'd be Texas. I think Alabama has more prestige at this point. Texas make a lot of money. Alabama has more prestige. And Notre Dame, we know, has that national prestige.
Who would you pick right now to win it all? It's hard to go against Ohio State.
Ohio State, probably. Hope Sean Springs on this, and I would never want him to hear me say something like that. I'd probably pick Ohio State.
All right, here's what we're going to do right now, the moment you've all been waiting for. Open them phones, Jeff. Caller number 10, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You win two tickets to Motley Crue, the return of the Carnival of Sins, Monday, August 3rd at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. John Talty next.
Talty.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.